Talking today with Harry Birdwell. Harry Birdwell, of course, one of our former national FFA officers of the Future Farmers of America. Harry, first of all, let's talk a little bit, go back to your roots in Southwest Oklahoma. Why did you get interested? What interested you to join up in VOAG and Future Farmers of America?
I think the leadership opportunities, the opportunities to compete. I love the notion of the competitive environment in a lot of the activities in FFA. Public speaking was a particular interest, and parliamentary procedure was one of my interests. So I found them all in FFA, not to mention the fact that I was raised on in a rural area, and we had livestock from the time from the earliest times that I can remember.
Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you actually got in, some of the various various categories, various activities that you actually competed in.
Well, I loved livestock judging. I particularly liked cattle judging and was fairly successful doing that. Public speaking, I won several state and regional speaking contests and won some trips, which was a great opportunity for me to travel to various areas of the United States that I'd not seen before. I was really interested in the parliamentary procedure and discipline in meetings kind of activities, and just thoroughly enjoyed the variety of people that I met and the range of young leaders that I met as I was able to participate in FFA activities.
Tell me a little bit about, now you were successful in competing for and achieving a state office, right?
Well, first I was Southwest District Vice President, followed by President of the Oklahoma FFA, and then subsequently was elected National FFA President in 1969.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that experience, maybe as state officer, but also that national office. To give us a few tidbits as far as how things kind of turned out during those years as a officer at the state and national level.
Well, I thought it was just really a wonderful opportunity for me to get to know people from all over the state as a state officer. During the year as state office holder, you travel throughout the state and speak and interact with the members of the various chapters. I made lifelong friends, political friends, education friends, friends in business and industry, people who would subsequently have a major impact on my personal career. As National FFA President, what a whirlwind year. There were such interesting things happening in our world back in 1970. I mean, there was political tumult on a national basis. During the year I was national president, several significant things happened in the organization. It was the first year that women were permitted into the membership of FFA. Prior to that, it had been all male. And what a revolution the young women brought into the organization, I think so much better an organization because there is co-ed opportunity in vocational agriculture and FFA now. We launched that year an important national program called Building Our American Communities, which got the young FFA members across the country to look at the opportunities they had to build and grow the economies of their local areas. We announced that program in the Oval Office of the White House with President Nixon, which was an opportunity that I'll not forget. We launched at that time, we were right in the middle as a nation of the Vietnam War. At that point in time, there was a delegation from our national officer team that went to Vietnam to help launch the national organization called the Future Farmers of Vietnam, to say to the people of Southeast Asia, you can use the resources you have to generate the wherewithal to live. And I think that was a special time in the FFA's life as well.
You mentioned women being allowed into the FFA, Future Farmers of America, at that particular time. On this side of that decision, 40 years later, 44 years later, it's obvious that it's been a great success. But there was a lot of uncertainty as FFA approached that, what, the 1968, 1969, 1970 period.
There was. It was a time nationally when we were looking at equal opportunity and equal rights. And that really was a part of the movement on the one side. On the other side, there were people who were the chaperones of FFA chapters who were saying, boy, it's a much more difficult thing to have men and women going to judging contests or speaking contests or out-of-state conventions or whatever. So I think there was just a feeling of uncertainty that how could we manage effectively, and my view is that that it's been a tremendous opportunity for the organization to have coeducational membership.
You are unique in that not too many young people get to take off the officer or the FFA jacket for the last time at the national convention as a national officer. As you took that jacket off and you started your post-FFA career, what do you think you really brought out of that FFA experience as you began finishing up college and then into the work world?
You know, it's really interesting because one unfortunate thing is that when you are 20 years old and you're one day meeting with the President of the United States and the next day you're meeting with a corporate board in New York and the next day you're on the Today program, you sort of get full of yourself, to be honest. You just think that you are more important, I suppose, than you are. When you pull that jacket off and you realize, hey, I'm still who I was. I was a figurehead more than I was the position itself. And so you have to make your way to new opportunities and recognize that one of the great values of the FFA is the lessons you learn and how it can propel you from there. There are some people who I have known, who have not been able to get past the fact that people are cheering for them by the tens of thousands as they make a retiring address. But it's what comes next in life that matters most. And for so many young Oklahomans and former FFA members nationally, it is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA. I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and the public speaking skills, the meeting planning and conducting skills that came as a 15, 16, 17-year-old in the FFA and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
A lot of people talk a great deal about the work ethic that we see in rural youth in general, but especially in a lot of folks that come through the ag education and FFA program.
I think it's tremendous. You know, I think when you see the people from rural communities who have strength of character and work ethic, and then apply that to the larger social and political and agricultural and educational problems and opportunities. That's why you see so many people who are successful in every area of our national life who have rural roots, who have broadened their perspectives along the way and who have made a significant difference, and just a whole lot of them have worn blue and gold jackets along the way. If you look through the members of the state legislature, if you look through the business leadership in agriculture and education and oil and gas and you name it throughout our state, a lot of people really really look to the beginning of their leadership training in the FFA.
As you've gone through your career, you've managed people, you've managed budgets, you've obviously had to manage your own success. FFA has helped you do all of these things, you think?
Unquestionably. Every single day of my life. Funny story. I once was at a major convention in Oklahoma City, and along came four people in the span of about 10 minutes going to this meeting that was probably one of the most prestigious meetings of the year in Oklahoma City. I counted at least five people in 10 minutes who had been state FFA officers who were playing a prominent role in a major planning meeting for the state of Oklahoma. It's that way so often. FFA members take leadership roles throughout their careers because of the skills they've earned or they've gained at an early age.
You've obviously, it's your point in your career. You're a head of a state organization, the Commissioners of School Land Office. You've been involved as a leader, executive within Oklahoma State University. You've had several different key roles within our state. You haven't had a chance to maybe be intimately following day-to-day FFA developments down through the years and watched every single class come through and everything with a lot of detail. But as you look at the FFA from your role now as a state official, university official before that, what does FFA look like to you today?
Better than ever. And the reason I say that is that there is a greater need for leadership at every level of our society than ever before. I mean, at the local level, on boards and of everything from schools to banks to churches, state level, national level. And when people are willing to step up and assume leadership roles, the society can only be helped, and my sense is there are tens and tens and tens of thousands of FFA members who have made a mark in their larger lives once they have taken off their blue and gold jackets for the last time. But what you also see is so many who also say, I will be supportive of that program forever because of what it did for me and the expanded vision it gave me and the greater skill levels that it gave me.
If you were trying to encourage a group of young people, maybe some FFA members, maybe some that are not, how would you encourage them in this day and age?
Well, let's see now. What's the theme of the state FFA convention this year? It's Grow Like That. I'll tell you what all of us who've come through the FFA have done. We have spotted people, and we've tried to emulate them in the sense that you can't be what you can't see. And I think FFA leaders over time have been models for others to say, I can do that too. For me, there were two guys whose lives and careers I looked at and I said, I want to do what he is doing. A guy named Monty Reese from the little town of Moreland, who has had a remarkably successful career, but he was my hero in the FFA when he was a national vice president. And Wes Watkins, who of course has had a career as a member of the state congressional delegation, but has been an influential leader in our state. I looked at what they did and I said, I think I can do what those men have done. I think looking at the success that others have had in the FFA and saying, I want to grow like that, has been really important to lots and lots of us.
National FFA president in 1969-1970 from Fletcher, Oklahoma, Harry Birdwell. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.